tear it all down.
It's time for girls high school basketball action as Ridgemont takes on Riverdale. Your sponsors for high school basketball here on WKTN: Hitzel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Heart of Memorial Hospital, Wilson Sporting Goods, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 at Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart of Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, Roof Law Office, Mount Victory State Bank, and Whitaker Auto Yard and Whitaker Enterprise. Now, live from Riverdale, here's Bob Simmons and Jim Homan.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brennan. We're coming to you live this afternoon from the Falcons' Nest here at Riverdale. Ridgemont's in town to take on the Lady Falcons. Ridgemont comes in at 3-15 on the season. Riverdale is 9-9. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jim Homan. With me is Bob Simmons. We're going to get a timeout and come back at the Ohio Hormonal Hospital pregame show started right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Thanksgiving and Christmas season have passed, but football season is still upon us. Grab your tailgating goodness from the Depot No. 9 and enjoy those touchdown celebrations with Nick's salsa and hot sauces, or spice up your meat tray with Saucy Sal's barbecue, mustards, and mayo selections. Get the Depot No. 9 on your team. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30.
your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest and today's game between Mickey Bonham's Riverdale Lady Falcons and Tim Wyatt's Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We will tell you in the JV game, in the two-quarter JV game, that was won by Riverdale 43-6. We'll be back to talk about these teams after this.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Services and product availability varies by state.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane, mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. With Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest and today's game between Riverdale Lady Falcons and the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Today is Senior Day. Very nice thing, Jim, to start with here. They honored six Riverdale seniors, and they also were very kind and recognized five Ridgemont seniors.
Yeah, you know, again, senior night, that time of year, Bob, it's always a special time. I think it's great that, you know, you do something for your visitors, and they've got seniors. And most teams have seniors. We've seen some that haven't, I was going to say. But, yeah, it's a real nice little pregame ceremony here at Riverdale. And now getting set for the main event about that JV contest. Ridgemont trying to find a way to get back on the left side of the ledger.
That's exactly right. They're coming in on a five-game losing skid. They last played Kenton, and Kenton took them 69-47. They do have wins over Columbus Kip and a victory with Triad. A very close game then followed. They won two in a row there. Then a close game with Waynesville, lost by two. Then they beat Van Loo, and since then they've lost five in a row.
Well, it's one of those things, again, about that Kenton game that's kind of indicative in some ways of the season, was they were very competitive for a long stretch of that ball game, and then just when it got away, it just got away. You know, it reminds me, I got all sorts of stories. I was going to say, as we all know, you know, Defiance College, very strong basketball program forever. Marv Homer's coach, hadn't had a losing season in 30 years, coach, whatever it is, and got teams, got everybody back. Just missed NCAA, went to the NCAA tournament the year before, maybe even. And got to a great start, and all of a sudden the switch was flipped off. Lost 7 or 8 in a row, Bob, and they went up with the first losing season of his career. And just, again, being from Defiance, because I was a bluff at the time, but, you know, it was about, they couldn't put a finger on it. They were better than that, and they all knew that. I mean, just a spot where, yeah, I'd be working the press table at ball games with Defiance people, and they'd be sitting there and go, okay, here it comes. And you could just see something when it starts to go bad. Again, a veteran coach, a successful coach, great program. They just couldn't find a way to snap out of it. I figure it's kind of too extent where we're kept here with Ridgemont here, Bob, where, you know, this is a good program. This has been a very good program recently. Got a lot of kids back. This guy's still got time left, Bob. Somehow got to find a way to get out of this.
Yeah, and you look at it. Tim Wyant's a good coach, too. Yep. And you look at it. They started the season with 9 losses. But since then, they have put some wins together. And as you very eloquently said, when you want to start playing good basketballs now.
Yep, got to figure it out now, Bob. Taking the time out here in the Ohio Health Harmer Hospital pregame show. Come back to with the Riverdale Falcons. Right for this on your region radio, 95.3. WKTN.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5- and 6-inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Domino's carryout deal means you can carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each when you order online. That's right, $7.99 each every day. Just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's online carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carryout only and online only. Select this offer. Charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest. Let's look at these Lady Falcons. They enter today's game having won their last game over Arlington, 46-37. Let's talk about how well they've been playing. They've won 5 out of 6 and 6 out of 9.
Well, Bob, and here's the thing. You mentioned the Blanchard Valley Conference. They're still in the BVC race here as we're heading down the stretch, which quietly have hung around here, and they're sitting back with just the 1 loss in league play.
Yeah, exactly right. Of course, Liberty Benton leading that league with one loss overall and just none in the league.
Liberty Benton will probably win the league.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is the fact that Riverdale quietly, Bob,
yes,
has stayed in contention in the Blanchard Valley Conference all season to credit this program.
Yeah, and has improved immensely, 9-9 on the year. I will tell you, have a few games left on their schedule. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later on. But this should be a good matchup. It's a county game. Both teams know each other pretty well, so we're looking for a good one here on Senior Day.
It should be exciting. You wrap up the Ohio Health Harbor Hospital pregame show. When we come back, we're going to have the starting lineups. This one tipped off on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane, mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Beat the winter blues and cold and flu season with the help of Good Health and Wellness. The Depot No. 9 stocks a full selection of doTERRA essential oils, including On Guard, Deep Blue, Peppermint, and Lavender. New to essential oils? Try our introduction kit available at the Depot No. 9. Our doTERRA line offers diffusers and rollerballs as well. Shop on in to the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton for more information. Open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grainge only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grainge their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Riverdale High School in the Falcon Nest. Today's senior day for the Lady Falcons. Let's look at the starters for this game. For Richmond, Emma Smith, the 5'6" senior. Brooke Nelson, the 5'10" senior. Jenna Ward comes in 5'6". She's a senior. Jada D'Andrea comes in at 5'11". She's a sophomore. And Kelly Krober rounds out the starting lineup. A 5'9 senior. For Riverdale and Vicky Bonham, they're going to go with Lanny Howell, the 5'6" senior. Paige Roethlisberger, the 5'6" senior. Callie Sudlow comes in at 5'7". She's a senior. Kerrigan Vent, the 5'7" senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is going to be Regan McInnes. We'll tell you that the opening tip today is brought to you by HSLC.
First of two on WKTN, Bob. Tonight we've got Ridgemont boys entertaining Fort Recovery.
Should be a good one down at Mount Victory.
Down the Dean Dome.
Yep.
Dean Corwin Dome, as I call it.
Yep. We don't see him much anymore, do
we?
No,
we don't. He's off globally jet-setting his way through Pennsylvania.
Probably true.
Dean's a good man.
Yes, he is.
Graduate of Ridgemont.
Yes, he is. He's a very good man. Always enjoyed to watch him mix the music and things. We'll tell you this first quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices. And we're getting ready here for the tip here on Senior Day here at the Falcon Nest. McInnes is going to jump it up here.
For the record, this is what we call a defensive tip for Ridgemont.
He's picking up something off the floor. Good job of picking that up. Nelson will be jumping up.
Flowers on the floor. Didn't even give it to him. Just threw it straight down.
Yeah. Tap is won by the Falcons. Quickly it goes down the right side to Vent. Then they go inside. The ball's blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, very aggressive play. They're off the opening tip. Bob, this one had that design of that little cut and dive the basket. Ridgemont bats out of bounds. It's going to stay with Riverdale.
Ball's inbounded and knocked away, and then finally picked up by Riverdale. Go deep in the corner. Vince got it. Out top it comes. In the hands of Howell. She dumps it, then they get it back right side. Here's a long one. Blocked that time by Nelson. That was taken by Kerrigan Vent. It was blocked by Nelson. Very nice block that time.
Very aggressive job defensively with the block. Ball's going to stay with Ridgemont. Held ball on the rebound.
Inbounded in the hands of Nelson. She'll bring it across the timeline. Takes it down the left side. Backs up a little bit. Gets a nice screen. Takes the foul line jumper. No. Rebound pulled down and running to Sudlow. Had some good games for the Lady Falcons here recently in double figures. Here's a long trifecta. Will not go down that time for Roethlisberger. Pass inside and knocked on the floor and picked up by the Lady Falcons. Vent. Dumps it, and then they get it out top to Howell. Howell back left side. Here's a long trifecta. No good that time by Sudlow. Shot put back up and in. No by Vent.
Good work on the offensive glass by Vent. First 2 points they go to Riverdale.
Down the other way in the hands of Ward. She gets it out top. Then they go left side, then skip in the corner. Here's a long one. Taken in the left corner pocket is no good that time by Smith. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Vent gets it ahead quickly. They go right side. Down the lane, the shot put up will go. And two for McInnes and the harm.
Yeah, like Riverdale's aggression in the open court after getting that rebound. Brooke Nelson with a foul, her first, team first. And you've gotten McInnes now a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
She eyes it, flies it, and nothing but net for the senior. Give her three on the day and give it a 5-0 lead on the route number scoreboard with 6:31 to go in the opening quarter. Trying to make a pass that time and a good defensive play that time by Sudlow to knock that one down. And good enough that it went off the body of a Ridgemont player. Vince got it. She's the floor general for them. Goes right side, gets it back down the lane, puts up the shot. No. Rebound comes down to Riverdale's Sudlow. Back inside, then back out top. They go left side in the hands of Roethlisberger. She goes inside. Shot put up that time on the scoop. Will not go down by Howell. We got a whistle call and a foul called on Riverdale.
You know, a couple good opportunities there, Bob. Couldn't get the shots to drop. They're doing a good job attacking the zone. Just ain't about to finish quite yet.
Right. It's an interesting-looking scoop, but it just wouldn't go down. Checking in the game is Amanda Holland, our first opportunity to see her. She's just back from a absence from the team. Inbounded quickly to Smith. Driving in the lane and then taking it back out top because Nelson backed out to Smith. And they go right side here to Cromer. Then quickly across. Here is Nelson driving. Nelson jumper, no. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Good job by Roethlisberger. Quickly ahead. Right. Long three ball is no good on the bank. Opportunity by Roethlisberger. And here's Ridgemont in a run out. Shot off the window. Will not go down that time by Holland. It's a good move to the hole. Just wouldn't go.
We got a root number timeout by Riverdale. We're going to get 1-2. We got 5:31 to play in the first quarter. Riverdale 5, Ridgemont nothing. We'll be right back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest after that Root Lumber timeout. It's 5-0 Lady Falcons with the lead and The Rock with 5:30 to go in the opening quarter on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing us matinee here from the Falcon Nest. Out top, Howell gets the ball returned back to her. Then out top it comes to Roethlisberger. Slapped away that time on a good defensive play by Ward.
Going to stay with the Falcons. 5:14 to play in the first quarter. 5-0 your score on the Root Lumber radio score. Riverdale on top of Ridgemont.
Ridgemont in a 2-3 zone, being very aggressive. Here's a penetrating move. Inside shot put up. Will not go down for McInnes. Rebound, though, pulled down by Holland of the Golden Gophers. They're going the other way. Here is Nelson. Goes deep in the corner to Smith. Back to Nelson. Nelson penetrating. Nelson to the hole. Puts it up. Won't go, but she's fouled.
Yeah, good strong drive there, Bob. But she needs to get the free throw line and break the ice here for the Gophers. Get them on the scoreboard here. We talked about before. You get that first one to drop, everything else is a little bit easier.
Looks like it's going to be one of those days that someone's going to collect all the fouls and two fouls on Riverdale, both on the same player. And that would be McInnes. Eisen flies it off the front of the iron, and it drops. Does not go for Nelson.
Well, right now it's setting up for all sorts of jokes for me that the shooting numbers are as cold as the weather.
Yeah, that's sure for true. Bonham and Clark check in for the Lady Falcons. Nelson eyes it, flies it, nothing but net there. Give the Lady Golden Gophers their first points of the day. 5-1 here, 4:50 go on the Root Lumber scoreboard. Down the vent, off the window, count it.
Yeah, they've done that several times, and they're doing a real good job out of that little give and go, and Ridgemont has not reacted real well in the zone, and great job of the Falcons to take advantage. Lead 7-1 now.
There's a pass from Holland inside, and a basket put down by Dondria.
Now, that was a nice job by
Ridgemont
breaking the pressure. They found the open person in the paint. 7-3 now. 4-point lead for Riverdale.
Hobb gets it out top to Roethlisberger. Left side they go quickly. Then back out top again to Roethlisberger. Then quick to Howell. Howell penetrates, gets it inside, and Vent takes the jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Ridgemont in the hands of Cromer that time. She's bringing it. Cromer at the top of the lane, penetrating, dumps it back out. Here's a long bomber. No good that time by Nelson. Here comes Riverdale running the other way. Howell's got it. Down low shot put up and in. Very nicely, Howell to Bonham for the basket.
9-3 now. Again, nice job at Riverdale of running the floor. Two Gophers stopped the ball, and they did a great job there. Bonham slipping by on the backside, Bob. Bonner for the lip.
Nelson will trigger in for the Lady Golden Gophers. Gets it into Cromer. Skips low, and a good deflection there, and coming away with the ball's Vent. Down low shot put up and in. Howell from Vent.
Yeah, again, Riverdale doing a great job running the floor. Take advantage, and that's going to be backcourt on Ridgemont. There, a little miscommunications are bringing the ball up the floor. Turn number three on Ridgemont. 11-3, Riverdale. So I was about to make a comment, Bob. I'm talking 30 seconds ago that, you know, Ridgemont had survived that slow start, and they're back in the ball game.
Yes, they are.
And now two possessions later, it's back up to an 8-point lead, 11-3, and Riverdale's looking to kind of stretch things right back out again.
Yep. Roethlisberger has it out top. Dumps it off to Howell. Quickly, Vent. Vent takes the long trifecta. No. Rebound pulled down by Nelson. She's in a run the other way to the hoop, and the ball's knocked away and off her hands. Goes out of bounds, so Riverdale will get it after the turnover.
Four turnovers for Ridgemont and zero for Riverdale. Let's see if I've jinxed the Falcons. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Vent quickly across the court. Dumps it to Howell. Then gets back out top to Roethlisberger. Then to Howell. 2:53 to go here. Good job again by Nelson. One of those deflections. Another stat that we now keep that we didn't used to. Checking in the game, it looks like Wingfield and let's see who else came in there.
Ward check back
Ward,
in.
Yep. Out top, here comes Vent with 2:48 to go here in the opening frame from the Falconess on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Left side they go. Roethlisberger takes the long three. No. Rebound comes down to Howell. Out top, and then it goes right side. Good job of running that one down. Then we got a foul called. That one's going to be, I believe, it's going to be on Holland.
Yeah, just couldn't quite help herself. Saw that ball hang in the air and had to kind of go through the Riverdale player to kind of bat that one away.
Fent trying to find someone open. Gets it out top to Howell. Inside they go. Fent dumps it back out. Then they go left side. Here's Fent driving. Off the window. Count it.
Nice little finish there. 10-point lead now for Riverdale. 13-3, 2:19 to play in the first quarter.
Kerrigan's got six for the Lady Falcons. Here's a drive down the lane. The shot will not go by Holland. Good move by her. She gets the rebound, and it's taken away this time by Vent. Vent quickly up court. Vent passes off. Shot put up will not go that time by Sudlow, but she'll go to the line. Another nice pass by Vent.
Outstanding job getting in transition by Riverdale. The other end, I thought Richmond got a good look, Bob.
Yeah,
that just does not
did.
Go in, and then in the scrum, Riverdale comes out there with an Essie. Fast break opportunity, and two more free throws now for the Falcons. 2:04 to play in the first quarter.
Sudlow looks, eyes it, flies it, and it's off the back of the flange. Checking in the game is going to be Chronister, junior for the Lady Golden Gophers. They have five seniors today. Riverdale has six playing in their final season. Here's Sudlow. Eyes it, flies it, and that one's nothing but net. Give her first points of the game and extend that lead for the Lady Falcons to 14-3. There's double-teaming in the backcourt and stolen by Vent. She read that pass quickly ahead. Shot out the window almost that time by Bonham, but she's fouled as she goes up with it. She'll go to the line.
Turn number six for Ridgemont. Well, 17-7 in terms of shots so far. 17 shots for Riverdale, just 7 for Ridgemont.
Eyes and flies and nothing but net for Bonham. She's got 3 on the day. Get that many more off, more opportunities happen, do they not? Second one is up, and that one's nothing but net, too. Give her 4 on the day, and the lead is 16-3. Holland in the backcourt. Lost the handle and stolen. And
stepped on the sideline for it. And that's another one of those little frustrating things we talk about that add up over the course of a ball game. Bob. Ridgemont's had, again, with 6 turnovers right now. That was almost a 7th. Some of them have been miscommunication. A couple have been bad luck, I was going to say. But all this stuff does, like, that's be backcourt right there. Yep.
Yep, there's an over.
That's a second backcourt violation there where they're not communicating. And it just little stuff, Bob, that doesn't seem like much, but adds up over the course of a game, over the course of possessions. Like I said, Ridgemont's got 10 fewer shots than Riverdale. You shoot even 30%, Bob, that's 6 more points, and, you know, it's 16-9 instead of 16-3.
Exactly right. Here's a long 3 ball. Will not go down that time for Sudlow. And reaching over the back is Bonham, and she gets her first foul. Maria Bonham's first. Team third. 1:35 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. 16-3, Lady Falcons. Quickly ahead. Pass down the lane. Shot put off the window. Will not go down. That time by Cromer. Quickly ahead come the Lady Falcons to the hole, up and in. Very nicely done by Sudlow. They run the court well, don't they?
They're doing a real good job taking advantage of those opportunities in the open floor. 18-3 now, Riverdale by 15.
Holland makes the pass, stolen by the Lady Falcons. Bonham quickly ahead. Here is Vent. Out top they come to Bonham, redirecting traffic with a minute to play in the opening quarter. Here's a long bomber. No. Will not go down by Vent. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Falcons. A good job. Howell ran that one down. Skips it left. Here's Howell's got it down. She's driving down the lane. Puts up the runner. No. Rebound comes down to Cromer of Ridgemont with 38 seconds to go. Left side they go to Chronister. Then deep in the corner it goes to Holland. She brings it out top again and dumps it back off to Cromer, to Holland. Holland to the lane, puts it up, will go down.
Holland gets one to drop there. Nice little finish in traffic for Holland.
18-5, quickly the other way. Another layup will not go down this time by Clark. Rebound comes down to Ridgemont with 10 seconds to go. They're going to be in a hurry here. Up court quickly is Cromer. Out top, and the pass goes off the hands of Ward. And Riverdale will have a 3.6 seconds to go. Checking in the game again is Roethlisberger. Triggering in here is Sudlow. Quickly into Vent. Vent takes a shot from half court. It hit the iron. They still got another shot, and that one will not count. We have played one here. It is Riverdale 18, Ridgemont 5. We'll be back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions. As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the second quarter here, getting ready for action in the Falconess. 18-5, Riverdale.
Riverdale 7-23 from the floor in the first quarter, 0-9 from three-point land.
Ooh.
Ridgemont just 2-9 from the floor, 0-2 from deep. 13-10 edge for Riverdale on the boards, 9 Ridgemont turnover, 0 for Riverdale. Riverdale 4-5 from free throw line, Ridgemont 1-2.
The Lady Falcons will trigger it in. They get it into Kerrigan Vent. Across the timeline she comes. This quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices. Out top it comes to Roethlisberger. Skipped, and then it goes to the right side to Sudlow. Skipped across. They go inside. Leaning in. No shot taken that time. But a shot is taken at the elbow. Will not go down for Vent. Rebound pulled down by Cromer. Here come the Lady Golden Gophers. Quickly up court. Shot put up and in.
Nicely done.
Wow. Cromer coast to coast after the rebound. Quickly ahead. Shot off the window will not go down that time by Sudlow. Not stopping the penetration, are they?
No.
Very well. Here is Cromer. Across. Here's a long one by Nelson. Oh! Long bomber by Nelson. Give her four.
Ridgemont,
18-10.
2-9 that first quarter. Make their first two shots here. The second period, right back to the ballgame. 18-10.
Here's Vent. And a drive in the lane. Shot put up. Will go down. Very nicely done by Sudlow. Took it to the hole. Just kind of a little scoop shot.
Driving George Mikan layup. Kids, use your Google and find out who that is.
That's right. Stolen by the Lady Falcons. Bonham up court. Leaning in. Shot put up. Will not go. Vent puts it up. It's deflected. She got her own rebound. Out top. Here's a drive by Roethlisberger. She puts it up and she's fouled.
We've got to travel before that.
I thought so, too.
First turnover of the ball game for Riverdale. McKinnis checks back in for the Falcons. 6-4 to play in the second quarter.
Out goes Clark. Up court comes Nelson for the Golden Gophers, who trailed 20-10. Takes the three. Wow. She's got two in a row.
3 of 3 this period for Ridgemont from the floor. We've got a number timeout by Riverdale. We're going to get one, too. 6:28 to play in the first half. Riverdale 20, Ridgemont 13. We'll be right back.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falconess. After that rude lumber timeout taken by the Lady Falcons, trying to refocus here. They kind of had a 10-point lead. It's now down to 7. Inbounded to Vince. She'll bring it.
Well, Bob, first off, on senior night, there's always a certain degree of emotions you deal with, number one. And number two, yeah, Riverdale's kind of had their way with the Gophers the first part of this ball game. I think maybe they've lost a little bit of focus, as you mentioned. That was Coach Bonham's timeout. They're like, hey, ladies, let's get back at it. Don't hang around and let Ridgemont stay in the ballgame.
Exactly right. Riverdale has gotten off a couple shots there, one by Vent and also by Bonham. Here's a long three ball that will not go down. Ball goes down. I think it's off the hands of Cromer. So Riverdale will get yet another opportunity. They've kind of been staying on this end here for a little while.
Floor is tilted to our left, 6-0-1 to play here in the second quarter.
Here's a long three ball. Wow. That was from downtown Mount Blanchard. Sudlow buries a three. She's got 5 1/4, 8 on the night, and it's 23-13.
10-point lead for Riverdale.
Out top, here's a long three ball. No. Rebound comes down. Shot put up by Holland is blocked, and here comes Riverdale the other way. Driving inside. Shot put up. Count it. Nicely done that time by Bonham. Give her six. Doing a good job of attacking inside close. High percentage shots. On the floor, and yet another steal.
You had a sped regiment up too much that time. And,
yep.
And then this time
Bonham takes it to the hole. She gets two more. She's got eight.
A lot of things there. First off, Ridgemont played way too fast because the press throws it away. And then getting back in transition was a little disorganized and never stopped the ball. Driving layup for Riverdale, 27-13. 14-point lead now for the Falcons, 5-11 to play in the second quarter.
Mickey Bonham calls a timeout. They were ahead by 7. Now they're ahead by 14. Out top, excellent timeout, I would say. Smith's got it. She penetrates, dumps it off, and the ball's loose and taken away that time by Sudlow. Quickly ahead, McInnes. Out top it comes. Roethlisberger penetrating. Roethlisberger, no. Rebound comes down. Shot put back up by Bonham is no good, but she's fouled. Doing a good job of attacking the glass, too, as far as getting rebounds.
Yeah, Riverdale's basically controlling the paint at both ends of the floor.
Mariah Bonham. Opportunity here for the young freshman. Eyes it, flies it, and misses the back off the flange.
4-6 and a half the free throw line for Riverdale's team. 4:46 played in the second quarter.
Howell checks in. Out goes Roethlisberger. Last time we get to say that here if we don't have him anymore. Opportunity second for Bonham. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. 5 1/4, 9 on the night, 28-13. Still pressure being applied. Holland gets it to Nelson, who gets across the timeline. Then in a corner to Smith. Smith back to Nelson. Nelson penetrating. Takes the jumper. No. Rebound. Shot put back up, and that one will go down. Very nicely done by Jenna Ward.
Good work on the offensive glass by the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Pulled them within 13 now, 28-15.
Driving here is Bonham. In the corner it goes. She gets it back on a nice give and go, and give her two more.
Yeah, Riverdale really beating Ridgemont to the spots down low, in particular in transition. Turned that into another 2 points, so 30-15, Riverdale doubling up Ridgemont.
Pass by Holland, inside, stolen yet again by the Lady Falcons. Here's Kerrigan Vent. Here's a long bomber. Count it for Bonham. She is on fire in this quarter.
33-15 now, 18-point lead for Riverdale.
Quickly head to Holland. It's knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Ridgemont. 10 points in the quarter for Mariah Bonham. 14 on the night here early with 3:49 to go here in the second quarter. Checking back in for the Lady Falcons, or for first time, is going to be Harley Gonzalez.
3:49 to play here in the second quarter. 33-15. You're from the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Quickly in it comes to Cromer. Then to Nelson. Nelson penetrating, using that left hand, spinning. Leans in. I thought she was going to take the shot. Smith. Here's Nelson again. In. Takes the jumper. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Riverdale. Quickly ahead is Roethlisberger. Gets it down low. Then a shot from the right side is nothing but net for Gonzalez. She just came into the game.
Long two there. Makes it a 20-point lead for Riverdale. 35-15.
Quickly ahead, Nelson. In the corner, Smith for the trifecta, in and out. Rebound pulled down yet again. As you've been saying, Jim, they are controlling their boards. Bonham got that one. Out top, the ball's loose on the floor. And trying to hustle after trying to save it is Ridgemont, and they do get it. Don't dribble. There you go. Smith across the timeline. Dumps it to Cromer. Double teamed in the corner. Back out top, faking is Smith. Gets it back to Ward. Here's Nelson for three. No. Rebound pulled down by Holland. Back up. No. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds. Come along to Riverdale.
We got 2:32 to play in the second quarter. 35-15, Riverdale on top of Ridgemont. Subs coming in here for both teams.
Clark Roethlisberger in for the Lady Falcons. Mickey Bonham revolving the door over there, as well as Tim Ryan is. Riverdale has the rock here with 2:30 to go on the route number scoreboard, 35-15 on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this matinee here from the Falcon Nest. Here's a jumper very nicely done by Gonzalez again. She's come in off the bench. She's gotten four quick points.
37-15.
Nelson
Riverdale on top.
Quickly ahead to Dondria. Here's a long one. Oh, the bow. That one will go down for Holland. Give her fifth point.
Boom goes the dynamite there. 37-18. Exactly 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. River with the basketball and a 19-point lead.
Roethlisberger dumps it off to Howell. In the lane, Howell takes the jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Ridgemont. A good job that time by Holland. And we got a travel called on Ridgemont.
Yeah, outlet pass there was jumped by two Falcons. Results in another turnover. 14 now for the Golden Gophers.
Riverdale to trigger in under their own basket. Doing that is Howell out top. Then they go inside. Nothing there. Getting it back. Pass down low. Goes off the hands of Clark out of bounds. So Ridgemont will get it on the turnover.
Minute 38 to play here in the second quarter.
Full court pressure.
37-18. Riverdale to lead. Ridgemont basketball.
In the backcourt is Smith. Taken away by Riverdale. A shot put up and in for Howell. Good job that time by Gonzalez to get the steal. Howell with the two.
Outstanding effort, Bob, defensively, then getting the steal and find the cutter on the backside. She's going out of bounds. Then you force a turnover to the other end. Ball going back to Riverdale here. 1:23 to play in the second quarter.
Mickey Bonham takes the timeout. They're up by seven. Then they've extended the lead now to 21. Three times what they had. Impressive. Always makes the coach look good, doesn't it, when you take the timeout and that happens. Inbounded quickly to Roethlisberger, to Howell. In the corner, it goes to Bonham. Pass inside. I think that one was supposed to be for a Shaw, but was picked up by one of her teammates. Shot put up and in by Bonham again. She's got 12 in the quarter. 16 on the day, and a steal by the Lady Falcons again. Gonzalez with the steal. She's sparked him a little bit here off the bench. Here's Roethlisberger. Howell fakes the three. Steps inside the line. No. Rebound shot put up and in. Very nicely done by Shaw. The freshman, 43-18. We're at 36 and almost another steal. Here's Holland. She's going to take it to the hole. Puts it up and it'll go. Good job by Amanda Holland. She's got five.
Strong drive there. Yes, sir.
43-20, 26 seconds to go in the half. Goes down right side to Gonzalez. Out top it comes to Howell. Howell spinning, takes it to the left side. Here's a long trifecta. Nothing but net for Roethlisberger. 46-20, 5 seconds to go. Nelson across the timeline. Nelson. Elbow jumper will not go. We're at the half. It's Riverdale 46, Ridgemont 20. We'll be back.
The Auto Yard, a division of Whitaker Enterprises, 910 Robinson Avenue in Kenton, is the place to go for all of your discount auto parts, new and used. Call 419-673-8939 for your used part quote at Whitaker Auto Yard, or stop by and the friendly staff will help you find what you need. Whitaker's Auto Yard, a proud supporter of all area sports.
These days we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane.
mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. With Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest, and we're at half here. It's 46-20 here at your Superior Credit Union halftime show. And I'll tell you, Jim, I'm just going to say one thing first before we look at the stuff. Mickey Bottom calls timeout. They're up by 7. Now they're up by 26. That makes you look like, if I ever did that, my career, I'd be like, he's a genius.
First half numbers here. Riverdale shooting 42%, 19 of 45, 3 of 12 from deep. Ridgemont goes 8 of 23, 35%, 3 of 8 from downtown for the Golden Gophers. 24-16 edge for the Falcons on the boards, 18 turnovers for Ridgemont, just 3 for Riverdale. Riverdale 5 of 7 from the free throw line, Ridgemont 1 of 2. Ridgemont got to a slow start, got back in the ballgame. Like you said, Riverdale calls a couple timeouts there. Refocuses and sends in the Rose with the foot down, Bob.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's look at the scoring here the first half. Five people score for Ridgemont, 2 points apiece for Jenna Ward, Aunt Jada, Aunt Dondria, and also Kelly Cromer. Two with 7 points apiece. That would be Brooke Nelson and Amanda Holland, who we have seen for the first time. Riverdale, they have 3, 6, 8 people score. 2 points the first half by Kinsley Shaw. She came in off the bench. She's one of the freshmen playing. 3 points apiece for Paige Roethlisberger and for Regan McInnes. 4 points the first half by two players, Lanny Howell and also Harley Gonzalez, who came in off the bench and gave him a little spark too, another one of the freshmen. Then we jump to 6 points for Kerrigan Vent, 8 for Callie Sudlow, and leading the Lady Falcons in scoring the first half is Mariah Bonham. She is a 5'9" freshman. She has 14 points and a lot of them in the paint.
Yeah, but Riverdale's a nice job of attacking taking what Ridgemont has given them, which has been a lot of shots down low.
Yeah, that's been a major factor. And as we were talking before we went back on during the break there, I would love to see the shooting chart because I think it would have lots of circles in the paint because there's been a lot of shots made in the paint today.
The paint would be covered. No,
yes,
question
it would
about
be.
That.
We'll also tell you that to let you know, Ridgemont has a few games left on their schedule. They have Hardin Northern, Mount Gilead, and Upper Scioto Valley. Riverdale has a few games also remaining. They have Corey Rawson. I believe Van Buren. That was a game missed. They'll probably reschedule that one. And then they have the number one team in the league, and that would be Liberty Benton. And the negative about that, I was looking, is they play them the last game of the season, and then they play them most likely.
Probably in the tournament.
Yeah, in the sectional championship game. So twice in a row.
There'll be a challenge for the Falcons, no doubt about that. Of course, we got two more quarters here from the Falcons. That's Spirit Carrying Halftime Show. It's Riverdale 46, Ridgemont 20. Bob and I back with the third quarter right for this.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
The Auto Yard, a division of Whitaker Enterprises, 910 Robinson Avenue in Kenton, is the place to go for all of your discount auto parts, new and used. Call 419-673-8939 for your used part quote at Whitaker Auto Yard, or stop by and the friendly staff will help you find what you need. Whitaker's Auto Yard, a proud supporter of all area sports.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit mountvictorybank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit OhioHealth.com to find out more.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest and getting ready here for the third quarter. Brought to you by Roof Law Offices. And triggered in is going to be Brooke Nelson. I wonder if she'll let me trigger it in while I'm standing here, you know, just quickly. Probably not. 46-20 here, entering the third quarter. The Lady Golden Gophers get the rock first here. Cromer has it. Penetrating to the hole. Puts it up. Won't go. Good drive that time. Rebound pulled down by McInnes. Quickly ahead. Driving to the hole. Pass off. Up and in by Vent. They run the court well. Her 8. 48-20. In the hands of Cromer. Then they go right side. Then deep in the corner. It comes to Ward. Out top to Nelson. Quickly to Cromer. Cromer penetrates and dumps it off to Smith. Smith Out top, here's a long one by Nelson. No. Rebound will not be needed to be got because the ball went out of bounds.
7-18 player in the third quarter, 48-20. You're scoring the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Vent bringing it up court. She has 8 points on the night. Hoodell looking for several players to be in double figures. Bonham has 14 in the first half. And here's a pass. Ball's knocked away, brought down by Howell. Deep in the right corner, a long three ball is no good that time by Sudlow. Out top, here comes the rebound and a drive by Smith. She gets it off to Nelson. Nelson penetrating, spinning, backs it up. Then penetrates yet again and spins again. Puts it up, won't go. Good move that time, just wouldn't go down. We got a foul called, I believe.
It's going to be loose ball foul on Riverdale. Actually, shooting foul, excuse me, on Sudlow. Two throws now for
Sudlow gets that one.
Golden Gophers.
This will be Jenna Ward doing that. She eyes it, flies it, and off the front end of the iron. Looking for her third point of the evening. Gets the rock back from the officials. Eyes it, flies it, and that one is no good, too. Rebound pulled down quickly. Here's Sudlow, and they're in a run again. Up court. Inside, then back out top. Left side jumper from three. No. Rebound comes down, shot put back up, and that one will go down for McInnes. Did a good job of checking the glass and getting an easy two. They're up by 30.
50-20, yep, 6:23 and kind of playing in the third quarter.
Here is Nelson, nice move, up, no. Rebound pulled down, Vent, she's in a run. They're in a hurry, they got 4-on-2. Howell, back down to Vent, off the window, two more for Vent. Give her 10.
52-20.
They're getting up court, aren't they, and attacking it. 4-on-2 that particular time. Here's Cromer. Penetrating. Dumps it left side. Nelson down the baseline. Doesn't have anything. Shut off very nicely that time by Howell. Here's Nelson again. Nelson penetrating. Nelson at the foul line. Nelson with the jumper. Count it.
Nicely done.
Yes, it was. Quickly ahead, it's Riverdale yet again. Shot put up is no good that time. Falling down that time was Sudlow. Bodies to the floor. Rebound pulled down by Cromer. Quickly the other way at the elbow. Doesn't have it. Dumps it off to Ward. Then they go deep in the right corner to Smith. Smith being closely guarded by Roethlisberger. Dumps the ball off to Ward. Ward back to Cromer. Cromer takes the long one. Off the glass! Wow.
The bank is open on a Saturday afternoon.
52-24. Down the other way. Riverdale wasting no time. Shot inside is no good that time by Sudlow. Rebound pulled down by Nelson. 52-24 on the Root Lumber scoreboard. 4:55 to go in the third quarter on your region, your radio. Here's Vent with the steal. Vent to the hole. Vent with the points. She's got 12. Riverdale attacking everything defensively. Out it comes to Ward. Then to Cromer. Cromer penetrating, passes in the corner. Here is Ward. Back out top to Nelson. And a timeout out by Richmond. We'll take one, too. 54-24. Riverdale with the lead. We'll be back.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest after that Root Lumber timeout. 54-24. And Ben almost gets yet another steal.
I was all over that. My hands were quick.
Yes, they are. She knocks away, almost got that pushed ahead for another basket, but knocked out that time. And Ridgemont will retain possession. Here's Cromer. Cromer down the lane. Cromer the layup. Won't go. And rebound pulled down by Howell. And Riverdale in a very quick hurry. Up the right side. Here's the long three ball. No, will not go down that time by Roethlisberger. Rebound pulled down by Vent. They're getting all the rebounds, too. Inside shot put up was no good that time by McInnes. Rebound comes down to Holland.
Yeah, they've just been a step quicker to every ball. Loose ball, it seems, by Riverdale so far tonight.
Yep, three opportunities that time to score. The left side, it goes to Ward, and then she brings it out top. Then they go to Smith. Out to Nelson. Nelson spinning. Nelson down the lane, puts it up, won't go. Ball comes down, and it's taken away that time by Roethlisberger. They're in yet a run up the court again. Howell. Now they're going to set the offense. Here's Vent. Inside they go. McInnes out to Vent, and then to Howell. Then right side. And back in, pass inside to Holland, except she plays for Ridgemont.
Yeah, she did a nice job stepping in front of the block that time.
Yes, she
got
did.
The steal. Turn number four for Riverdale.
Here's Nelson. Smith. Back to Nelson. Back off to Cromer. And a long one by Nelson. No. Rebound pulled down by Vent. They're in a run. Three on two. Pass to the right side. Shot put up by Howell's. No good. Rebound pulled down and gets it out top again to Roethlisberger. Then they go left side. Here's a long three ball. Will not go down. Rebound comes down to Vent. Vent off the window. No. Rebound comes down to Nelson.
It's going to be last touch out of bounds by a Falcons. The ball is going back to Ridgemont. I've literally had dreams about stuff like this, Bob. Like I'm back in high school or wherever playing, and I'm just shooting, and the ball just does not go in. That's kind of what I felt was like that trip for Riverdale. They had all these great shots that went halfway down and spun out. And they said, oh, this time I'll have no dream. This layup's going in. Nope. This one's going in. Nope.
Yeah, and they two or three of that particular opportunity.
Halfway down. Yeah,
spin it out. Coming out of the game is McInnes. I didn't think she was going to play with the other five so they could have six.
Home court advantage on senior night, buddy.
54-24 with 2:35 to go on the Root Lumber scoreboard in your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Inside they go and stolen by Vent. Quickly ahead is Howell. Off the window, no. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale yet again. Here's Vent at the elbow, no. Rebound pulled down again, put up, and that one will go down by Bonham and give her 16.
Again, way too many opportunities there for Riverdale, and they finally cash in, get it back up to 56-24, 2 minutes playing the third quarter.
Out top, here's a jumper. Well, boy, that'll go down
Soft
by Holland.
Touch there from Howland, a little 18-footer.
9 for her, make it 56-26. And then Nelson tries to get a steal that time. Got a little bit of the body of Clark. She kind of smiled, the official did too. One of the ones. Oops, I almost got by her.
Yeah, one of those. Can't let that one go.
No. Inbounded to Vent. 1:52 to go.
I got the ball, yeah, but she also got a half of her body attached to it, and they're dragging both down the court.
Exactly, both smiling. Here is Kerrigan Vent. Gets a nice screen. Left side to go. Long three ball. Oh, that one tried to bank in. Is no good. Howell with the rebound. Howell up. No. Rebound comes down. Well, I'll tell you what, you give an A for effort. Three of them are going after the ball, except it went off their hands. They were standing out of bounds.
So the ball is going back to Ridgemont. Minute 34 to play in the third quarter. 56-26, your score on the Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Aggressive play by Riverdale, just attacking the glass and getting a lot of high percentage shots here. Here's Nelson. Nelson penetrating. Nelson spinning. Nelson gets it and taken by Vent. Vent's going to take it to the basket and gets it up, and it won't go, and she's fouled. It's kind of a delayed dribble there, and the foul's picked up this time by Nelson.
See her fourth. Team second.
Kerrigan Vent here with an opportunity here for a couple tosses. 12 on the night. Eyes it, flies it, and misses it. Checking in the game is Kylie Shreve. Saw her play at Upper Scioto Valley, or one of the games I had, and a nice little freshman guard that Played well in the two-quarter JV game tonight. Here's the second one by Ben, in and out. Another, some more of that. You're exactly right. How many have gone in and out? That's probably a record today. Here's a drive here by Cromer. And we got a foul called here on the drive by Holland. On the floor, though, I believe.
Second team foul on Riverdale. Bailey Clark, the fouler first.
Roethlisberger will get the breather. Inbounded quickly. Penetrating. Jumper taken is no good that time by Cromer. Riverdale with the rebound. And it's bottom. Quickly ahead. Vent. Jumper. Yeah.
58-26 now. 32-point lead for the Falcons.
14 for Vent. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Brought to you by Roof Law Offices. Here is Holland out top at 36 seconds. Pass down low. There was a good play. Couldn't get it to go. There was a foul, too, they didn't call. That was a nice play. They tried to get down the baseline. And
a little backdoor play on the backside. Ball bat out of bounds. It's going to stay with Ridgemont. 31 seconds left in the third quarter.
Sudlow checks back in the game. Ridgemont to trigger in. They get it out top. Here's Holland for the long three. No. Rebound comes down to Riverdale. Pushing it Sudlow. Quickly ahead. Jumper will go, and
Shuffler,
he says a travel.
Shuffler feet beforehand. Turn number five on Riverdale. 23 ticks left here in the third quarter.
58-26. Getting a breather now is Clark. Mickey Bonham rotating those troops in. He's got some younger players in there now. Out top with 13 seconds to go. Here's Shreve. Out top, looking for a shot, and here is going to be Holland with the shot, and it goes, and they said she traveled. So 1.9 seconds ago, that was kind of an athletic move, though.
It was a great finish.
And Vince got it, takes the shot at the buzzer, won't go. We play three here. It is Riverdale, 58, Ridgemont, 26. We'll be back.
The field, Wilson Tire, for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch, or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355, email sales at WKTN.com, or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media. Let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest, and we're getting ready to enter the fourth quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Offices. It's 58-26 Lady Falcons.
Riverdale 25 of 65 from the floor through three quarters, 3 of 18 from deep. Ridgemont goes 11 of 35, 3 of 11 from downtown. 40-23 edge for Riverdale, plus 17 in the turnover department. They're also plus 17 in rebounds, also plus 17 in the turnovers, 14-22 committing 5. From the free throw line, Ridgemont 1-2, Riverdale 5-11.
Shot inside that time by Vent, and she doesn't get it, but they get yet another rebound. In the lane, shot put off the window. Two more for Kenzie Scholl. Scholl has four on the night. Nice job of getting it inside that time.
60-26 now, 34-point lead for Riverdale.
Drive down the lane, no shot is no good by Cromer, and Riverdale with yet another rebound. They are going to get the Windexer Award today on both ends of the court. Out top, here's Vent. Bottom. Here's a shot just inside the three-point line, is no good by Gonzalez. Shot put back up and in by Vent again, and she's just everywhere. Enjoyed watching her play for 4 years.
62-26 now. Riverdale on top. We put him in the fourth quarter.
16 for Vent. Down lane, shot put up, and we got a foul call. Good job by Holland driving to the hole that time. She has 9 on the night. Looking. Nope, she's not going to get a shoot. Oh, yes, she is. I wonder where she was going.
Sudlow to foul her second team third. 2 throws now for Holland. 6:36 to play in this one.
Holland looking for her 10th point of the night. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. She's got 10.
Another one who doesn't waste any time, Bob.
No, she does not. I guess when you know how to shoot him, you just put him up. Vent goes out of the game. 3 check in for Ridgemont. That would be Nelson. That would be also Ward. And it looks like Holland will have a second opportunity here. Gets it. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. She's got 11. 62-28, quickly ahead in the hands of Shull. She dumps it off and gets it back in the corner, deep in the corner. Out top it comes to Sudlow. Sudlow skips left side. Penetrating, the ball's loose on the floor and lost by McInnes. Here comes Holland with a coast-to-coast move. Puts it up and she's hammered. She'll go back to the line.
Just made a pair there a couple seconds ago. Chance to shoot 2 more free throws.
Nice job there that time by McInnes to help her up off the floor.
5:22 to play in this one. McInnes with a foul, her 13 fourth.
Couple tosses for Amanda Holland. As Jim said, she was just there. Eyes it, flies it, misses this one. Crummer back in. Second toss for Holland. Eyes it, flies it, and no good. Rebound pulled down by McInnes. And the Lady Falcons have the rock across the time they come with 4:53 to go here, and we got a travel called.
Turn number 7 on Riverdale.
62-28 on the Root Number scoreboard. 4:43 to go here in the fourth quarter on your region, your radio, 95.3. WKTN, Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this matinee this afternoon between Ridgemont and Riverdale. Drive to the hole that time. Very nicely done that time by Cromer, and she'll go to the line. Ridgemont attacking the glass a little better.
Yeah, McInnes with 4 fouls now. 5th on Riverdale as a team.
So 2 players with 4. 4 on Nelson and 4 on McInnes. Eyeing it, flying in, nothing but net for Kelly Cromer for her 5th point. 4 players in for Riverdale. Vent, Howell, Roethlisberger, and Clark. The door continues to revolve. Second toss for Cromer is up and nothing but net. Perfect at the line is she. 6 points on the day. 62-30.
3:40 to play in this one.
Out top, Vent skips quickly. Out top it comes to Roethlisberger. Then they go right side. Then they go left side. And knocked away that time by, Cromer. Good job of getting another deflection. But Riverdale will trigger in front of the scores table here at the Falcon Nest on Senior Day. 62-30, Riverdale. Here's Vent. Out top, Howell. Gets the ball and a little give and go off the window, up and in. And you will say, how many times can they do it? A lot. There's 10 for Sudlow.
Another. One more time, yes. 64-30, yep.
Drive.
Again, the old saying, Bob, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. A shot taken in the corner. Smith is no good. And here's a run out. Vent down the court. 3-on-2. Driving to the hole. Shot put up. And that one will go down. Vent to Sudlow. Give her 12.
66-30 now. 2:45 and counting in this one.
The Falcons being extremely aggressive today. Inside they go to Holland. And Holland is fouled, I believe, by Vent.
This could be a foul on the floor. Kerrigan Vent the fouler first, team 6th.
Here comes 5 players in for Riverdale.
Shift change here for the Falcons.
I believe that'll be all for some of the starters. A good effort by the seniors. To a nice standing ovation from the Falcon faithful. Ridgemont gets it in quickly to Cromer. Cromer in the lane, dumps it off. Spinning is Smith. Then out top the long bomber. off the glass by Cromer. Wow.
4-13 now for Ridgemont from deep, 66-33.
Ball's out top here in the hands of Bonham. Get it in the corner to Biltop, who just checked into the game. In the lane, good job that time by Gonzalez stepping to the ball. Today, Riverdale doing all the fundamental things well, aren't they? Stepping to the ball, rebounding well, running the two-man game well.
They've been a step quicker everything than Richmond has. They've been a step quicker to the basketball, step quicker to the loose balls on the glass, getting to where they want to be, all those little things.
And a turnover called by Gonzalez.
Well, yeah, Bob, this has been a good effort by Riverdale. Oh, yeah. There's just no way of putting right now. I mean, that's only 8 turnovers for Riverdale. They had none in the first quarter, only 3 in the first half. You know, they've done a lot of things right tonight and get back over 500 for the season.
Exactly right. Oh, shot put up is no good that time. Rebound pulled down yet again by Riverdale. Bonham got that one. She's pushing it up the court. She takes it to the hole, dumps it off. Shot off the window will not go down. Rebound pulled down. Put back up and in by Bonham.
68-33, final minute of this one.
Wow. Talk about all those opportunities. They're getting a lot of them. 43 seconds to go. Nelson, and another steal. Bonham to the hole. Count it.
Lays it up and in. 70-33 now. Riverdale on top.
Quickly up the right side here. Smith down the lane. No. Out top. Here's a long one by Holland. No. Rebound comes down to Ward. And we got a foul called. Number 5, which would be Biltoff.
So we're shooting 1-on-1 here with a running clock with 7 seconds left. Can she get settled in and knock down free throws for the buzzer?
We're at 3.
Yep.
And missed that one. And we got a final here. It's 70 for Riverdale, 33 for Richmond. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. If we haven't met, shop on over to our retail boutique and introduce yourself. Our staff is looking forward to meeting you. The Depot No. 9 offers antiques, furniture, gifts, and more. Our man cave is expanding along with the boutique. The Depot No. 9 is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30. See you in downtown Kenton on the square.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nest here in the Lady Falcons on Senior Day. Beat Ridgemont 70-33.
Riverdale shoots 42%, 31-74 from the floor. 3-18 from downtown. Ridgemont
12 of 40, 30%, 4 of 14 from deep. Riverdale 34 more field goal attempts than Ridgemont. Riverdale 47-24, basically doubling up the Gophers on the boards. 23 turnovers for Ridgemont. Riverdale turned it over just 8 times. They're plus 15 in that category. 5-11 for the free throw line for Riverdale. 5-9 for Ridgemont from the cherry stripe.
Yeah, 47-24, and a lot of those ended up in baskets in transition for Riverdale.
Sometimes, Bob, the stats lie, and sometimes they don't.
Not today. Let's look at the scoring here in the postgame show brought to you by Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital. Ridgemont has 5 people score today. 2 points for Jada Donder. They have 2 also from Jenna Ward. 8 in the game tonight for Callie Cromer. 9 for Brooke Nelson, who played with a little foul trouble. She got her 4th foul, had to sit a little while. And leading them in scoring tonight is a young lady. First time I got to see her play here, she's back. And that would be Amanda Holland. She gets them 11. For the Lady Falcons on senior day, they had 6 seniors play, 5 for Ridgemont. They have 8 people score. 3 points in the game for Paige Roethlisberger, 4 points apiece by Howell and also by Kenzie Shull, who came in off the bench. 5 points in the game for Regan McInnes. And then we jump to 4 players that are in double figures. 12 points by Callie Sudlow, the 5'7" senior. 16 points today by Kerrigan Vent. She, the 5'7" senior. And leading them in scoring tonight is a freshman. Mariah Bonham comes in, the 5'9" freshman. She puts up 20. But I think the key to them today, as we've said it many, many times, is where they were getting those shots. They were playing. It was textbook transition basketball for me today, and they were getting a lot of shots in the paint, and they were making them.
Yeah, got good opportunities. Bob cashed it on them, and I think more importantly, big picture, kept the momentum going here. Bob was running down the home stretch, 10-9, now back over 500 for the season for the Falcons.
Exactly right. And we will tell you, we'd like to thank Dr. Brenneman back at the station in the 2-quarter JV game. That was won by Riverdale 43-6, and a great job, as always, by Jim Holman. This is Bob Simmons saying good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for high school girls basketball as Ridgemont took on Riverdale. Your sponsors for tonight's action: Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Poe Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, Wilson Sporting Goods, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 at Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, Roof Low Office, Mount Victory State Bank, and Whitaker Auto Yard, Whitaker Enterprise. Join us again tonight at 7:30 as Fort Recovery and Ridgemont will square off in boys high school basketball.